Just going back to last hour, by the way, I know you guys were both kind of shocked that Gelb said the Dolphins are kind of in the same arena as the Jacksonville Jaguars. I wasn't as surprised to hear that. The Jaguars didn't make the playoffs last year. And I think the Dolphins, it's fair to say, had a better season overall. But, I mean, Trevor Lawrence was banged up towards the end of the year. I think they were 9-8 last year. They only finished 2 wins worse record-wise than the Dolphins. They missed the playoffs by 1 game, literally. I mean, the Dolphins were a wild card team.
Roster for roster, bro. The Dolphins are head and shoulders better than them.
The Jags have a really good defense. They have playmakers on that side. People kind of view Trevor Lawrence in the same light as they viewed Tua Tagovailoa.
Well, that I agree with. That I agree with.
And look, I mean, they don't have Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. There's no doubt about that. But, I mean, they have a pretty decent roster as well.
Do they have a Jalen Ramsey? Like, who's their secondary? No. Like, does it compare with ours?
I would say, Solon, let me see if I might have said this wrong or not articulated this well. Am I saying the Dolphins are just head and shoulders better than the Jags? No, because Trevor Lawrence is good. We've said it. We've had that conversation 2 or 3 times, Trevor or Tua, and it's not just flat out Tua or flat out Trevor, like you had to talk about it. But if you just paid your quarterback the money that we gave Tua, if you just locked in 2 receivers making $28 and $30 million, if you have an all-pro Hall of Fame receiver, if you go out and get all these guys, if you're trying to solidify a team that has a window to win, if we're arguing week 10, are they closer to the Jaguars than the Chiefs? We're in trouble. So I'm not saying they're just flat out way better than Jags. This experiment's not working if we're not talking about the Chiefs and the Ravens, and we're talking about are they better than the Jags.
But don't we have to be realistic about this Dolphins team, truthfully?
No.
Because
what's that record, Hawk?
I don't want to be realistic about them. And also, do the Jags have anyone that compares with Tim Boyle?
A bunch.
Mac Jones. Seven. Mac Jones is their backup, literally. That is their backup.
Tim Boyle got Mac Jones.
Because even right now, I view this roster, and I'm saying, okay, elite roster. There's no doubt about it on the offensive end. There's no doubt about it. But I view the Dolphins as still a 4, 5, 6 best team in the AFC until they can prove you otherwise. And I think Jacksonville can be in that conversation. Like last year,
Jacksonville fans are probably, there's a Jacksonville station having the same conversation that we could be having right now. Like, hey, if the Jags aren't competing for an AFC championship this year, what are we doing? Like, what, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Because they're in the same boat. They gave a big contract to Trevor Lawrence. Like, they're in the same boat. I get it. I'm just along with what Crowder says, which is, man, this Dolphins team is stacked. And if you do have this elite of an offensive unit and a head coach who is an offensive mastermind, like, if you're, you know, talking about 5th, 6th, 7th in the AFC, like,
it goes back to
how are you going to get much better? How are you going to get much better? Or are you just waiting for other teams to get worse, which seems like a terrible strategy?
And Solana, you're saying 4 and 5, right? Chiefs, Bills, Ravens. Those are top three. AFC, like, those are the dogs. Those are the guys you say the dogs.
For sure.
Joe Burrow back with Cincinnati. Deshaun Watson and the Browns were a playoff team last year. Herbert in San Diego, I don't know if everybody thinks. I do believe in Harbaugh and Herbert. The Texans are about to be very good. C.J. Stroud won a playoff game last year. Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, we're not even speaking about if he stays healthy. Bro, that's almost 10. We should be talking about, can we beat the Ravens, the Bills, and the Chiefs? We shouldn't be saying, are we Jacksonville's competition?
But my argument is not, I'm not telling you the Dolphins aren't going to be able to beat those top teams. I think they've put together a roster where they can compete with those teams. My point is, the Dolphins are probably not going to be 14-3 this season. They're not going to be 13-4 this season. They have to get into the playoffs, hopefully win the division, and then you want to feel confident that you can beat any team on one game that you need to beat them on. And I think a lot of the teams that we're talking about, the Texans, the Jets, the Jaguars, as crazy as it may sound, and the Bengals, are in that conversation, which is we're probably not the best team, but we can compete with the best teams. And to me, that's where the Dolphins
is. And I'm sure this is Stephen Ross's question. If, you know, he's talking with Chris Greer, like, if we're not one of those teams, how do we, what more do I need to do to get there? Because I kind of feel like I'm there roster wise. I'm talking as Stephen Ross, sure, he lost Christian Wilkins, but I don't think they did a horrible job shoring up the defense. We talked about it. We were so nervous when free agency started, and Christian Wilkins will be a big loss. There's no question. And obviously, we've got these questions about the offensive line. So I guess maybe I would start there but they didn't even sign anyone off waivers from the offensive line who was released around the league. They didn't trade for anyone. Adam Beasley surmised like they're happy with their offensive line because they had myriad opportunities over the last 24 hours to shore it up. They have not. They're happy with who they have. So I just don't know what else you do, Solana, because I feel like, man, with those weapons, the running backs we have, you feel like, and again, the offensive line will have something to do with this, but you feel like this team should be able to put up 35, 40 points without blinking.
Huck, you asked the question, and I think you answered it twice. If it doesn't work out, they're going to blame it on the line's health. That's what they're going to say. Teron Armstead, he's all pro. Oh, he was hurt. Patrick Paul, man, he's young. He didn't work out. Brewer went into the season hurt. They're going to do that. We lost Robert Hunt for $100 million. We lost some of those younger guys. The scapegoat would be the O-line, but I'm also on the side with you where if I'm Stephen Ross sitting back and I'm paying, what is it? Tua's making $30 million. Tyree's making $30 million. They got to pay Javon. Jalen Waddle, man. There's a lot. Jalen Ramsey's making a bunch. I'm paying multiple Pro Bowlers $20 million plus. What more can we do? Because the salary cap's about to run out. How can we make this team not compete against the Jaguars and compete against the damn Chiefs? We shouldn't. Week one, if we really think we can win a playoff game, week one should not be a concern against the damn Jaguars.
I will tell you, though, because if the line is 2.5, usually you get 3 points being a home team. That's essentially Vegas saying these are two even teams.
The Jags are even with us. That's not a Super Bowl team. That's not a team that we know is going to win the playoffs.
Well, who would you take, Tua or Trevor Lawrence? We've had this conversation before. I think you say Trevor Lawrence.
the stability thing with Trevor, but Tua now after last season, after I seen what he did, especially it's him. And my answer really is Tua with Mike McDaniel. I think that combination is glorious. So I would take Tua in the situation they're both in now.
No, right. You're taking Tua with Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Mike McDaniel, Raheem Mostert, and Devon Achane, and the stacked roster.
This offense.
But the reality is, just like we heard from Zach Gelb, I use him as the perfect barometer of like outside of South Florida, outside of Florida in general, like people look at Trevor Lawrence and they say he has the body type. And we've seen him win
a playoff
meaningful games. Like he's done it as bad as he looked last year. Hawk, I just think it's very easy to sit here and say, hey, the Dolphins rebuilt their defense despite some big losses when they're going to be without their two best defensive players to start the season. They have a new defensive.
Well, maybe Jalen will be out there.
Probably not to start the season, but maybe, hopefully, but probably not. And what are you going to get from him coming off an Achilles tear? Just 9 months ago. Like, realistically, what are you going to get from him? You have a whole new secondary almost outside of Javon Holland and Jalen Ramsey, who's a year older, and you have a new defensive coordinator. I'm not telling you that I'm not hoping that Anthony Weaver is going to be able to figure it out and get the most out of this unit. I just think it's an easy argument to say, hey, look how well they rebuilt everything, but we don't know for sure. And then the offensive line concerns are still massive. Like, just temper expectations, because if you think the Dolphins are going to steamroll everybody like they did last year, you're in for a rude awakening again, just like you were last year after they put up 70 points, as I did, and you
tell me how to live my life.
It's a lot of not steamroll. Beat a mediocre AFC team.
But we are the mediocre AFC team.
Just beat the Jags.
That's what I'm
saying. Beat the Jags to start the season. Beat the Jags to start the season. Because then you got Buffalo, who I don't think are going to be as good as everyone thinks. But beat the Jags to start the season. That's all that this started with. That's all I was saying. Like, just beat the Jags to start with.
We should not be mediocre.
I'm with you.
We shouldn't.
But
we
if you're calling the Jags a mediocre AFC team,
they are.
Well, then guess what? I have unfortunate news for you. The Dolphins are a mediocre AFC team until proven otherwise. I'm sorry. It sucks.
I hate you.
But it's the reality. It just is.
I hate you.
Womar is back. White Omar. Womar has returned.
Man, what we got? 2 weeks left of Womar?
Womar is back.
Well, guys, they just beat the Jags. Now they have to play a real team in the Bills. They're still mediocre. They just beat the Bills. The Bills are down this year. Now they have to play somebody good. You're a hater.
I'm not a hater. I'm just not going to sit here and say, oh, look how the Dolphins are head and shoulders better than the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I'm not saying that they are. I'm saying that they should be. But roster-wise, I feel like they are. Now, admittedly, I've got to look at the Jags roster so I can say that accurately or not. Because I feel like Tua and Trevor Lawrence are kind of on the same level. And by the way, what Solana said is right. I think if you ask 95 out of 100 football fans across the country, would you rather have Trevor Lawrence or Tua? 95% are saying Trevor Lawrence because that is the narrative right now. And I get it. I wouldn't even argue it. Like, I get it. I'm with you. Let's say Trevor Lawrence and Tua Tagovailoa are fairly equal. Do they have anyone at skill positions that compare with ours?
No. Travis Etienne, you could say he's a better running back than Mostert, but
than anybody the Dolphins have. As good as Achane's going to be. And
Gabe Davis, Brian Thomas, Evan Ingram's a good tight end.
Better than Jonnu Smith. Based on his career, he just is.
So, but if you put Etienne, Kirk, Davis, Thomas, Ingram, I would take Jonnu, Waddle, Tyreek over them.
You're taking the Dolphins' offense, their weapons, over literally
pretty much everybody.
Every other offensive weaponry in the league because of Tyreek Hill, because of that.
Oh, and Waddle now. I know Waddle's not he's not going to play 17 games.
And
Waddle's
McDaniel,
a bad man.
And McDaniel. McDaniel's a big part of that.
Yes. Solana, what is it? 7-7 and 7-11.
No,
7-11,
I think they're going to be a playoff team, and I think they win a playoff game this year. I do. Like, I think they do. But you're talking
about the Jags or the Dolphins?
I've always been a big Doug Peterson guy.
There's an afternoon drive job open in Jacksonville. He's auditioning.
Okay, you're excited.
Doug Peterson just has it. You know what I mean?
Some people have that it factor, and Doug Peterson has it.
We're going to find out who wants it more. Week one, gentlemen. I don't
know. Oh, Jesus.
I'm just – because I saw Barry Jackson yesterday catch a lot of flack on Twitter because he was expressing some major concerns he has with this team. And I'm reading the replies to Barry. People upset at anybody who criticizes this team. Obviously, that happens on social media, which is what's happening on the text line. And I'm saying, what are you guys expecting? Like, they're expecting 14-3, 13-4, one or two seed in the AFC, and go beat the Chiefs, and then the Ravens, and then the Bengals in back-to-back-to-back weeks, and go win a Super Bowl. And I'm saying, bro, pump the brakes, because you're in for a rude awakening, and those are your expectations.
Well, I just don't understand how you get there then. In other words, if you don't think that this roster is currently constructed, because everyone wants to have the greatest offensive line on the planet. You never do, okay? So how do you get to where you are saying they're not in the next year or two? Unless, again, weird strategy, unless you're just waiting for other teams to get worse.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't understand how you get there. You have to go out and get four all-pro offensive linemen? You're not going to do it.
It's impossible.
Well, I mean, and you draft better.
They want Patrick Paul to work out. They took Patrick Paul or high, and he's a big dude.
Yeah.
You ask what expectations are. My expectations, honestly, are to be 10-4, 14 games into the season. Three games left. You're going to make the playoffs at 10-4.
Lose
you're going to go
all.
One and going to go. You're going to go one and two.
Based on past performance, lose them all and wheeze into the playoffs where you get ran off the field scoring 6 points.
You're going to go 1-2 to Hawks Point, be a wild card, and have to go to Kansas City and play Baltimore up there. Or you go 2-1 or 3-0 and you finish 13-4 that window, and that's exactly what the Dolphins are going to do this year. They're either going to clinch something and have a home playoff game, or they're going to get their ass whooped the last 3 weeks of the season a couple times and have to go somewhere and play as a wild card team. If it's anything less than that, I would be upset. I don't think the Jags are going to be 11-4 with three games left in the season. I don't see that team that way.
But that's what the Dolphins were last year. They were one of those teams that had everything locked up in front of them, and they pooped themselves at the end of the year.
And they've lost pieces, but they've added pieces. They're the same exact team with a coach with more experience under his belt, with a quarterback with more experience under his belt, and a revived defense. I don't know, at that moment, at that week 16 point, Chubb's back. Jalen Phillips is back. Everybody's healthy. I know it's a pipe dream to say that, but yes, they're a team that's better than they were week 15 last year. Those are my expectations. You ask me, that's my expectation.
I just look at it and I say the reality is this team, as much as we want to say they're an elite AFC team, I think they can be in that conversation. But last year, they were 1-6 against playoff teams. So if you want to call the Jacksonville Jaguars mediocre and you're looking at a Dolphins team, despite how talented their roster is, was 1-6 against the teams they need to beat, well, then they probably are in that mediocre column until they can prove that they're not. And we've talked about it a million times. They'll get that chance this year. They play a ton of playoff teams, especially at the end of the year. So they'll get the chance, but...
Man, Solana has spent so much time with Tobin and Omar that he hates the Dolphins and loves the Jaguars. Like, he's taken parts of both their personalities and he's just made it his own.
Jimmy, reach up in the ceiling, grab some of that pink fiberglass and put it down the back of his shirt.
What happened to you? You used to be so beautiful.
I'm still betting the Dolphins -2.5 to win this game. I think they'll win the game, but I'm not irrational about it. Like, oh, it's in the bag. They're better than the Jags. Well, are they? I don't know.
Yeah,
I hope
they
so.
Can win this game by 40.
No, Dolphins play American Heritage. Who would win? We don't know. The game has to be played.
Be serious. Last year, week one, you're in Los Angeles to play the Chargers. You won that game, but you needed heroics. Tua played one of the best games we've ever seen him play. The Chargers didn't make the playoffs last year. Like, week one is tough. It's not easy to just go in there and beat any team week one.
It's a knock that they end up beating a team in week one last year. It's a knock against this year.
Who do you hang out with?
I'm not telling you it's a knock. I'm just saying.
You just said it. Oh, they need heroics to beat them.
Yeah, and they whoop their ass in going across.
Line is 3, by the way. I just opened up the Hard Rock app. Line is 3 right now. Dolphins -3. If you got it in at 2.5, God bless you.
Yeesh.
It is 3.
Now I'm going Jacksonville plus the points. Crowder, I'm just
more from WDAE Jacksonville when we come back.
you have PTSD. A game's not won until it's played.
Well,
no,
he's got, you know, PTSD, post-traumatic Dolphins stress, which a lot are SD, stress BTS. Dolphins. Yeah, whatever. You don't understand what I'm saying. What am I saying? No, but a lot of Dolphins fans have that, and rightfully so. That's not misplaced. That's living your life as a Dolphins fan.
But after a team going to the playoffs 3 years in a row, week one, no confidence, and week one?
The Dolphins, and again, I think this roster is spectacular, and I think this team is going to be great. The Dolphins haven't won a playoff game in 24 years. 24 years. That is a history of failure at an epic level.
Last time they won a playoff game, I just started driving.
I'm telling you, like, there's a reason that Dolphins fans, and I'm kind of doing it with the Hurricanes too, as excited I am about Cam Ward, but there's a reason Dolphins fans are feeling like Solana does. It's all they know.
Gotta get some janglers.
Duval!
You didn't do
it right. I'm not lacking. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I'm not lacking confidence week one. I'm just telling you, I'm not calling that a dub off the bat. Like, I want to see how they look in that game. I'm not like you where I'm just saying, oh, yeah, that's a dub. Oh, that's an easy
about
victory.
This?
It's not.
Hard Rock is offering a 5-team money line parlay to start the season. So you have no lines, just win the game. Texans beat Indianapolis. Cowboys beat Cleveland. Bills beat Buffalo. Bengals beat New England. And the Dolphins beat Jacksonville. It's plus 850. Can the Cowboys beat the Browns? That's a question mark.
Yes.
I don't know how good or bad Cleveland's going to be.
At home?
That is at Cleveland. I believe... I was going to say I believe Houston can beat Indy, but you know what? Man, I bet Anthony Richardson week one was like over on rushing or something like that, or longest rush over the 11, something like that. Like, you don't know what he's going to be, and you don't know what C.J. Stroud's going to be year two.
Ooh, I think I know what C.J. Stroud's going to be. But to your point, I wouldn't bet against Anthony Richardson because he could be special. He got hurt too early in the season to really see it.
Anyway, let's get the rest of the headlines here. We're going to go too long.
The Marlins will play again tonight.
We'll give you 15 minutes of Jaguars Uncovered coming up.
Jaguars Uncovered.
Hey, send this entire segment to Fred. See if he'll get me a job somewhere.
Well, let me tell you another thing. Mark Brunell was 1,000 times better than Marino ever was.
He loves it. Fred or Ricky?
Garrard over Henny.
That one.
Didn't
that
we
one.
Have Garrard and then he hurt himself on a jet ski?
Yeah.
I think in a swimming pool.
I thought it was a jet ski or wave runner or something.
I thought it was at a pool party.
I hope he didn't get rid of the pool party.
Yeah, I swear. Did you see the video, by the way? Was it... Who's the Gator tight end?
Now?
No.
Aaron Hernandez?
Atlanta?
Yeah, it's Pitts. Yeah.
Oh, Kyle Pitts.
Did you see the video of the Falcons at the water park?
No, what'd he do?
They were at like the Rapids, the Atlanta version of the Rapids. Did you see it, Jimmy?
Yeah, like they're trying to fit all the old line in one ride.
Well, no, they're at the water park, like in the wave pool. And Kyle Pitts, like, he's way in the background, but he's wearing a life preserver. But he's standing in knee-deep. He's the only guy wearing a life preserver, but he's in, like, knee-deep water. It's the funniest damn picture.
You, boy, if Kyle Pitts don't know how to swim, it's going to upset me.
You see that, Solana? Can you find that?
I'm looking at it right now. Yeah. He's wearing a life jacket in the wave pool, but yeah, everybody's in knee-deep water.
It's knee-deep water. That's funny.
Man,
this water ain't getting me. No, sir.
The wave about to start. Ain't no way. That is ridiculous.
That's funny.